This Memorial Day, let's look a little deeper into our veteran characters. Articles 23 terms only Marines will understand. Paul Soldier, March 09, 2015, 11:09:48 EST. Marines speak a slightly different language than the rest of the United States. While everyone in the Corps speaks and uses English most of the time, there's another layer of terminology added on top which is uniquely Marine. If you're around Marines long enough, you'll hear someone being called a boot, or dozens of them screaming out, "Yut." This is what it all means. Rah, or rah, short for hoorah, a Marine greeting or expression of enthusiasm similar to the Army's hooah or the Navy's hooyah. Rah, however, is a bit more versatile. You could be agreeing with someone by saying rah. You could be excited about going on a mission by exclaiming rah. Or you could be asking the platoon if everyone understands rah. It's like the Marine version of the mobster's fuggadaboot. This is an even more shortened down version of rah. But it's most often used as a lazy man's version of agreement. Your platoon sergeant may ask if everyone understands the plan of the day, to which everyone will respond with her. Translation, yeah gunny, we got it. Yut. Arguably used more often than oorah by junior Marines to express enthusiasm. Instead of oorah, Marines will often just say yut when in the presence of motivational speeches and or talk of blowing things up. Semper Gumby. A play on the Marine Corps motto of Semper Fidelis, Latin for always faithful, Semper Gumby for Marines means always flexible. This phrase is often used when you are told to do one thing, then told a different thing, then told to just stand by, then told to go back to doing the original thing. Semper Gumby, bro. Photo, life is like a box of chocolates. Boot. A pejorative term for a new Marine fresh out of boot camp. The term's origin apparently comes from Vietnam, as an acronym meaning beginning of one's tour. New Marines joining a unit are usually referred to as boots until they go on a deployment or have at least a year or two in the Corps. Especially among post-9/11 era infantry Marines, however, you are pretty much a boot until you've been to combat. Firewatch. This is what Marines call guard duty. While sentries may well have been looking for fires in the past, Marines pulling fire watch nowadays can be walking around a barracks aimlessly or standing their shift behind the machine gun in Afghanistan. Since this is one of the most important duties of recruits at boot camp, senior Marines will often say boots only have the fire watch ribbon, a pejorative for the National Defense Service Medal that everyone gets. Photo, Corporal Octavia Davis, USMC. SITFU. Acronym often used in response to someone complaining. Hey dude, SITFU. That means suck it the F up. You can also just ask if they have a straw. Most Marines will understand the reference. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. An unofficial motto of Marines that means exactly what you think it means. As the smaller service, and with much less funding than the Army, Marines have an attitude of doing more with less. Improvise, adapt, and overcome sums it all up. Grand old man of the Marine Corps. The nickname for the 5th Commandant of the Marine Corps, Archibald Henderson, who served in the Marine Corps for 54 years. But most of the time when this phrase is used, it's in referring to the oldest guy in the unit. Common usage, hey grand old man, what was it like serving with Jesus? Photo, U.S. Marine Corps. Kill. Sure, it can literally mean kill. But in Marine speak, kill can mean, yes, I understand, hell yeah, or, let's do this. Marines will even say, kill, as a half-joking version of hello. Using this one outside of the Corps can get plenty of strange looks, so don't try this one on your local college campus. BAMCIS. Acronym for the Marine Corps 6th Troop Leading Sergeant.